This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day along the Gulf Coast and worldwide. We've got a lot of people from California checking us out today, and we appreciate that so much. Hey, this is Full Throttle Racing with Kane, right here locally on the Gulf Coast at FM Talk 106.5, and later we podcast the show right on usfdracing.org. Hey, thank you so much as we get started. Hey, hold on. Angel Motorsports Park is open today. Delaney Rumakoff, he's there at the track. They got a brand new dirt track here along the Gulf Coast, and it's the first practice day. We're going to talk with him. And like I mentioned, Dan McIntyre, we're going to introduce you guys to a brand new track at Lakeport Speedway, just about 3 hours north of San Francisco. They're a USFD racing track. And again, I race with the United States Fire Department Racing. And what we do is we go to these racetracks. Mobile International Speedway along the Gulf Coast is one of them. And we go with them. They put the logo on the site. If you see the logo on the site, you're a fireman or a first responder, you guys get discounted tickets. And we're so thrilled that our California track's going to be checking in. They actually have, this is pretty cool, I believe if I read it right, they've got rock crawling and boat races at a racetrack. How cool is that? Dan McIntyre standing by. Also, we've got more to talk about. First of all, the sponsors also, Ed Seafood Shed on board, Montgomery Motor Speedway. We've got Chris Carter. We sent him away from Montgomery today up at Watermelon Capital Speedway. Speedfest going on and a lot of excitement up there. We have a full story. Also, thanks to Montgomery Motor Speedway coming on, the home of the Show Me the Money series, Angels Motorsports Park, Mobile International Speedway. And by the way, yesterday, Andrew Zimmerman, you know that guy from Bizarre Foods, was out there yesterday filming a segment coming up on his show in the next couple of weeks. It should be on, so make sure to take a look at that. But I'm excited to have our first guest on, already on the road heading to the track and preparing for drifting along the Gulf Coast. Yeah, it's true. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Good morning and happy race day, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Kane.
Hey, I'm thrilled to have you guys on. Let me tell you, the 2012 season's here. We're ready, and tomorrow we're going to experience something totally new to your historic speedway. Drifting's now found a new home along the Gulf Coast from 12 to 4 tomorrow. Tell us what this is all about and how it came about, Tim.
Well, I'll tell you, we were contacted by some folks that are kind of in the drifting circle, if you would, and they come checked out our facility and liked the way our course is. We're actually going to utilize some of the infield course at Five Flag Speedway. So it's a little something different, and you know what? These guys were hunting a place to slide, and we're going to provide it for them.
And that's what it is. And a lot of people, maybe the younger generation, know what drifting is, but to really experience it, you know, it's like, you know, you've got movies out there and everything. It's two cars, usually one or two cars, side by side, throwing up smoke sideways like sprint cars in a dirt track in the corners, but they're doing it on a road course, and you get points for the speed. I know as much smoke as you can get off those tires and without hitting anything. So it sounds pretty cool. And you are actually had an opportunity to ride in one of the cars on your track. What was that like, man?
Oh, man, it was awesome. I'll tell you, a little different for a stock car guy that was always, you know, used to trying to get your car nailed down to where it wouldn't slide. And these guys go to drastic measures to make their suspension where their cars will slide. But it's a lot of fun. Some of them do carry riders with them, and some of them do drift in tandem, some of them alone. But it's a lot of fun, and I tell you, they love to burn the tires right off of the wheel.
Well, and we were talking off the air, and we talked about this a little bit last week, too, but, you know, you were asking those guys, well, I'll get there and blow off the track and get it ready. And they said, no, man, the better, you know, slippery, the better. Even if it's raining, these guys will perform because that's better for what they're trying to do. And I tell you, there's a lot of people just along the Gulf Coast that have these tuner cars, and I'm telling you, this is the way to do it because you're building these cars. You know, you obviously see them speed racing on the highway and all that stuff. You're going to do that. I understand that. But, man, to have a facility willing to open it up for you guys, and which is cool, maybe you don't know how to drift, but you got the car to do it. Well, Tim, you guys are going to actually have a drifting school. What's that all about?
Well, no, we, you know, just for folks, Kane, that don't know a whole lot about drifting, and I certainly will not come across as an expert because I'm a novice and I'm learning something every time they come out. But basically, these are street legal cars that guys, you know, they can't open them up just anywhere and everywhere legally. So they're looking for a facility where they can go put the hammer down and do it within the confines of the law. That's what we'll be doing tomorrow. The way it's going to work tomorrow, all of the spectator viewing will be in the infield. The grandstands won't be open.
That's cool.
They'll all Everyone will come down into the pit area. We have a section for spectator viewing. People can bring their lawn chairs, park their cars, tailgate, what have you. And then, of course, the course is in an area where, you know, everyone will be out of harm's way. And so that's kind of the way that works. But there will be some guys there. We have some expert drifters that are coming tomorrow. So for folks that want to learn how to do it, you know, they'll be able to do that.
Well, and I saw that you guys have a Drive Tech on board, and they're out of California. What does this group do?
Well, that is the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience.
Ah.
That'll be coming on February 25th to Pensacola, the same weekend that they'll be at MIS, and then they'll be back the next week. They were here in October. They had such a demand for, and that's a stock car driving experience or a ride-along experience, either one, and that's what that about. The Drive Tech Racing School, about the time they were here last October, formed a merger with the Rusty Wallace Driving Experience, so now it's all in one, and they're coming back again the latter part of February, first weekend of March, people can contact them through drivetech.com and make the arrangements to do that.
That would be great, and I know there's a lot of people, that's great gifts for Father's Day coming up, maybe a little bit early, Valentine's Day a little bit late. Trust me, I know a lot of guys would want to do that. And this is really cool. Something you guys also have teamed up with at Five Flag Speedway is the Pilot Club of Pensacola. You got a fundraiser for autism. It's an auction coming up at the swap meet from 10 to noon, and man, I'm looking at some of the stuff that you guys got on. NASCAR has really come about. It's amazing that, you know, in the past 3 or 4 years, autism, thanks to NASCAR, I think has even got more national exposure and more people are understanding what autism is. And man, I'm looking at Jack Roush, I'm looking at Matt Kenseth, Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Junior stuff. You have autographed Davey Allison items. I mean, tell me how all this came about.
Well, it's a really cool endeavor, and it's going to be a nice addition to our annual swap meet where local racers can bring their parts and buy, sell, and trade with each other. It's all set up in the Speedway parking lot. But the Pilot Club of Pensacola has been soliciting some of these items from the various NASCAR teams. And for folks that are interested in collecting memorabilia, this is going to be a great opportunity. It's going to be an absolute auction. And they're bringing in an auctioneer. And, of course, you, as you mentioned, what all the money goes towards, and it just couldn't be a better cause.
Well, let's talk about when the Oval opens up again. You've got open practice coming up. You've probably had a lot of people that are probably testing, and obviously the track is available for private testing, but when do we start seeing the cars come around again? The full schedule's up, obviously, at fiveflagspeedway.com, but fill us in just a little bit before we let you go.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because all these other things we're doing is just a way to kind of open our venue up to other parts of the community. But we are, and it will always be, about good old Southern stock car racing.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't hardly wait to get the 2012 season started. We'll be opening the season on March the 23rd with the Buddy's Blizzard Series. Of course, that'll be the beginning of the Sunoco Gulf Coast Championship Series. The second half of the doubleheader, of course, March 24th, right there at MIS. We're excited on the following weekend. We're opening up our Alan Turner Prolate Model Series with a 100-lapper at Pensacola.
Wow.
And the second half of that doubleheader will be at Chris Carter's Montgomery Motor Speedway. They're opening Show Me the Money Series event on March 31st. So we've tied those two events together. We're going to be paying some bonus money for the Prolate Model guys as well. Of course, just 2 weeks after that, I just can't tell you how excited we are about the must-see extreme sprint car series coming in. We'll be talking more about that later, and I tell you, it's going to be an exciting 2012 game.
Yeah, and I've seen these guys before, because that's my background up in Indiana. They're in Michigan, a great Midwest series. And now, you've seen the ones from, like I said, Tampa Bay. Those guys got the 360s, so you know how fast and how hardcore those things are. Seeing the vapor trails off the top of the wing, something, add a little bit more horsepower to it, and you're going to see something special. So, well, Tim, as always, we appreciate you coming on board. Again, tell us what time and how do we find the track tomorrow to go do some drifting.
Well, it's exit 7 off of Interstate 10. We're just a mile south of Interstate 10, right there on Pine Forest Road. When you pull in the gate, you'll hook a right and head down towards the pits. We'll have signage to tell people where to go. We're opening the gates at 10. The drifting will begin at 12. and go until 4 o'clock. So it's going to be a beautiful day. Be a nice day just to come and relax and check out a little bit of different kind of racing action.
Now, I'm looking forward to taking myself over there, doing a little MC and have some fun with it. And I've got to find one of those two seaters, man. It's as simple as that. I got to get a ride.
I think we could see about hooking you up with a ride tomorrow. And by the way, final piece of information there: there is a $10 admission charge. Mm-hmm. And as far as the drifting goes, it's a $40 entry fee to drift. And that does include driver admission.
And the nice thing is, it's still cheaper than a ticket.
That's right.
Hey, Tim, we appreciate you coming on board, and we will see you tomorrow at the track for sure.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
All right, no problem. Again, Tim Bryant there from Five Flag Speedway. Man, I tell you what, I can't wait. Drifting on the Gulf Coast. I tried to put something together last year. I've got people from New Orleans that want to come check this stuff out. Also, I've got people from, all over that really want to do this. Hold on. Let me reach over and turn that down. There we go. Coming up, man, I'm excited about the next stuff. Angels Motorsports Park, a brand new track. They've had some growing stumbles, but they're open today for practice. They've got lined up cars already ready to hit the track, so hang on. TW is working on the track now. Delaney's going to be on board, and then we're going to introduce you to Lakeport Speedway. Dan McIntyre out in California. Chris Carter at Watermelon Capital Speedway. I've got NASCAR news and stuff about this weekend's 24-hour race. Let's go. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, you can actually, if you missed parts of the show, look it up online at usfdracing.org. And we'll have the whole thing up there. Still to come, hang on, Dan McIntyre from Lakeport Speedway. They're about 3 hours north of San Francisco. They've got a brand new go-kart track out there. They've got also from rock crawling to, if I read it right, boat races. This is going to be cool to learn about that. Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway will wrap up the show. We're going to hit some NASCAR news, and also obviously up at Watermelon Capital Speedway, got the big show going on, the Speed Fest, so we're excited about that. And Daytona, still have to touch on that a little bit with the 50th running of the Rolex Daytona 24 starting today around 2:30. That's Eastern Standard Time. Fill all that up here in just a minute, but I'm excited, finally open after a few hurdles. First of all, say good morning to Angel Motorsports Park's own Delaney Rubicroft. Delaney, a good friend of the show. Good morning and happy race day, brother.
Man, what's going on, Kane? I appreciate you for having us on, man.
Oh, always a pleasure to have you guys on. And anything you guys are associated with, it's always fun. Now, first of all, you guys have been out there for a while. We've had a lot of rain, if people don't know, along the Gulf Coast the past 2 or 3 days. Really has been issues. Trust me, my wife is so great. I built an RC dirt track in the back, so I know about working on it in the backyard. And it all got washed out, and you guys have had to fight that on a bigger level. And let me tell you, you guys have been busy and still having some issues with water, but you push back just to start time about an hour or so. Fill us in.
Yes, sir. We just pushed that start time back just a little bit, man. We're on the track now. We're drying it in, and we're dragging it and getting all the loose stuff off the top. So it, you know, we still got a little bit of water standing in the very middle of the track. But it's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt the racing surface at all.
If you're in the middle of the track, you got bigger problems than that water.
Oh, yes, sir. You're out of the race.
That's exactly right. Well, let's talk about this track. You know, we've had TW on since we've been having you guys' partnership with the show. And Angels Motorsports Park's been kind of a dream in the works for a while. Tell us through how you guys found this property and how the track evolved to where it's at now. You finally got your opening day, and you've got cars lined up ready to hit the track.
Yes, sir. This track's been around since, you know, the late 70s. You know, I used to race go-karts out here, straight-up chassis, no body work, with McCulloch chainsaw motors on them when I was about 4 years old.
So it started early. What was that like?
It was fast, and I think I was just a little too young to be prepared for what I was getting into.
Yeah, well, now look at you.
you ride
a lawnmower that goes 100 miles an hour, man. Kudos to you.
Hey, that's just all part of it. I guess you evolve into the next greatest thing.
I like that. Well, talk about the track now. Like you said, it's been around since the 70s. It was closed for quite a while. How did you guys, as an organization, find the track and decide, yes, this is what we want to do, this is the grand scheme, and how do we do it?
Yeah, we always knew the racetrack was here. It'd been closed for a couple of years. You know, we just wanted a facility that we could use as a tool, you know, to drive what we do with the kids. That was our main focus on, you know, opening this racetrack facility.
And the thing is not only, obviously, are we going to have the big cars coming up, you just got to kind of work on a couple other things on the track and on the legality side. I know you were talking just off the air. There's so many permits from the county and all this, and obviously it's for safety for the fans and for the drivers and also the crew at the track. But there's a lot of stuff you've got to do as we get closer to the date to bringing in the cars. But right now you've got motorcycles. You've got Van Rayburn and his guys, Bubba. He might be, I mean, tell us about these guys. And, I mean, they're chomping at the bits to get on the track, too.
Yeah, the Southern Hot Shoes, they're definitely chomping on the bits to get back on this track. One of the last races they had on this track before it was closed for a couple of years was they had Van Rayburn and Bubba Blackwell, and they used to run those flat track bikes, kind of a Moto X kind of bike. They jumped them, you know, had a road course kind of set up with hills and all kinds of stuff. It was wild. I was up here for that last race, and they were Bubba Blackwell and Van Rayburn sure put on a good show when they're side by side.
Oh yeah, those guys trust each other. They can be touching each other's handlebars and still going, you know, full throttle, which is awesome.
Banging bars, that's what we call it.
That's it. Well, today, talk about what you guys got going on. Obviously, like the practice. What are you going to see out there today?
You're going to have the lawnmowers, the go-karts, and the motorcycles will all be here today. You know, just running a practice session, just getting everybody used to the dirt and getting filled in as far as what we might need to do to the track to kind of satisfy all, you know, all the different style of racings that we're going to have up here.
Well, you guys are obviously on Facebook, and the website's has a server issue now. We were just talking about off the air, but what is the website? Once it gets back up later this afternoon, you can kind of check it out and maybe even see some pictures from today.
Oh, yes, sir. It's the website is Sarah MP, it's SARMP.com.
Okay, and that'll take you right to the track. Now, also, let me ask you, there are several little, not little, there's about two or three different organizations that I know that run the lawnmowers. Now, let's talk about who's running out there, what you guys are going to have, and, you know, what, there are so many people also that don't know racing lawnmowers. I mean, now it's huge in the South, but we've got people listening worldwide now.
Yeah.
Can you explain what a riding lawnmower is? And like I said, you've got one with neon lights, like chrome rims, and it goes 100. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, there has to be a lawnmower chassis. It has to be a lawnmower engine, and it has to be lawnmower sheet metal, you know, the body work and all. But you get into the faster classes, you know, we got the classes that you can build for as, you know, little as about $900 and go racing and be just as fast and have just as much fun as the guy that's putting $9,000 in one. I mean, it's all about what your budget allows you to do, how fast you want to go, how much money you want to spend.
That's in every level of racing, baby.
That's exactly right. It's like going from a Stinger to a Super Modified.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, how did you get involved with the lawnmowers?
I got tired of buying tires every single week to run go-karts, and I was, and I just kind of, you know, financially, I couldn't afford to buy a set of tires every week, and I said, I'll just build one of these lawnmowers and go out here and tinker around with that. Well, it turned into more than tinkering. It turned into I spent three times more on a lawnmower than I ever spent on a go-kart. So.
And you never would have thought of it. I mean, you guys travel, and you do a lot of also organizations like the American Cancer Society Chili Cook-Off. You guys are going to bring a couple of your lawnmowers out there for us, which is great.
Yep, we sure are. And we do, you know, we've done the little girl that's in the news right now, Starla Chapman. We took toys down there and enjoyed having a visit with her, man. And it's just anything that we can do to help give back to society. I mean, that's what we're involved in. You know, we want to do that. That's what we're all about.
It's almost like the racing secondary, but it's not. We're all racers. We love to do what we do, but we can use our craft to touch so many people in different ways nobody ever would have thought about.
Oh, you're exactly right. And we enjoy racing. We want to go racing. Now, racers are going to race regardless. Oh, yeah. I mean, of all the other stuff. We just get, I guess the racing just gives you that little bit more of an edge to be able to afford and to do the things that you want to do with the other, you know, with the special need people.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. Well, you guys have got a great track. How do we find it off the interstate today? If you're along the Gulf Coast, traveling in between, say, Mobile and all the way up towards Montgomery, where are you?
Just get off right here at the Saraland exit at the 158 158. Mm-hmm. Come down to where it says Highway 45, turn north on Highway 45 and go about, I think it's 3 miles, and it's right on your left. You can't miss it.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, Delaney, we hopefully will get you out there with a lot of carts out there, and I think after the show I'm going to try to roll over there and maybe try to find a ride to check out that track. I got the helmet. We're ready to go.
Hey, man, you got your helmet, man. I got one to put you in. Come on.
Oh, you know it. You know you
should. I got my helmet, too, so if you ain't got your helmet, so come on.
You never go to a racetrack, even if you're not racing, without your equipment. I've learned that a long time.
mine stays in my truck just in case the race breaks out.
I love it, Delaney. Hey, good luck to you guys, and we'll look forward to checking out the track. We appreciate you coming on board today, bro.
Hey, not a problem, Kane, and we appreciate all the support you give us.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Again, that's Delaney Rubenkorf. Those guys are great, and I think they're going to have a lot of fun with Angels Motorsports Park today. We're going to shift gears and fly all the way out to Lakeport, California. This is going to be pretty cool. I'm excited to have Dan McIntyre on from Lakeport Speedway, a brand-new track we're going to introduce you to. It's a USFT racing track, which means if you're listening out in California, a lot of you guys, we got a lot of emails from me. Appreciate you guys checking us out there at usfdracing.org. There's lots to talk about, and NASCAR still, and oh man, Speedfest, we're saving the best for last. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Now listen, if you're along the Gulf Coast, he's got the best food out there. The alligators are starting to come out. Don't feed them, or at least don't get caught, okay? But that's pretty cool to see. Thanks to Montgomery Motor Speedway, the home of the Show Me the Money series. We'll talk with Chris Carter shortly. Angels Motorsports Park, appreciate them on board, and Mobile International Speedway. Hey, like I mentioned yesterday, Rick Crawford was starring in Andrew Zimmerman's Bizarre Foods. They actually filmed out there, had to do some stuff on the racetrack, which was pretty cool. Daytona alive today, the 50th running of the Rolex at Daytona 24. I'm going to let you know when you can watch it, and actually it's going to be streaming the whole entire time at speed.com, which is really cool, so we'll talk about that. But I mentioned earlier, and man, I tell you what, at 6:35 in the morning in California, I got to say thank you, and good morning to Dan McIntyre from Lakeport Speedway. Good morning, brother, and happy race day. We've got a good amount of racing that we're handling, and I've wanted to bring you guys on and talk a little bit about Lakeport Speedway. You guys are about 3 hours north of San Francisco, you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's correct. About 3 hours north of San Francisco, kind of nestled in the hills about an hour from the coast.
Oh, man, you got to love that. And you guys, first of all, let's explain to some of these racers who this track is and how long. Give me a little bit of history lesson on Lakeport Speedway, Dan.
We're a quarter-mile paved oval, and it's been in existence since the early 40s. It's run by an association that was formed in 1965, so we've been around here for quite a while. We're actually one of the last sanction-run tracks in the United States.
Oh, man, that is so cool. And you guys got some pretty cool classes, too. The schedule's already up at Lakeport. I believe it's lakeportspeedway.com, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
We have the schedule up there, and we got a whole new website that we should be debuting Wednesday or Thursday of this week.
Well, I'm looking on there, and you've got a rock crawler event, you've got a truck derby, you've got monster trucks and boat races. Can you explain how big and wild this facility is? How do you do all that at a racetrack?
It's actually a pretty small facility. We're a quarter mile. That's if you get imaginative and measure right up against the wall.
Wow.
And we have an infield that we set up for each particular event, whether it be the rock crawlers, which takes about a week and a half to set up the event for the show, or
wow,
or the boat races, which basically just we're right on the racetrack at the end of the evening. So it's a lot of maintenance to keep changing the facility over for whatever event we're running next.
How do you guys, is that now not along the Gulf Coast, you don't see a lot of the rock crawling. Is that a pretty big thing for you guys when you have a rock crawling event? Where did they come from?
It's actually last year was the first time we ever ran it. We had a kind of an opening in one of our shows, and one of our buddies said, "Hey, you want to do a rock crawling show?" We're like, "Well, heck, we've done everything else. Let's try it."
And it worked out pretty good.
For our first show, we had 50 trucks show up. So,
wow, that's amazing.
They come from all over California.
Now, how do you get points in a rock crawler event? How you guys obviously, if you don't flip over, you get points. I mean, but you guys got to pretty much is it a timed event? Because usually they take their time.
It's a timed event. It's kind of more like a monster truck race in the infield. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got obstacles they got to run side by side over, and they get penalties for going out of bounds, and, you know, those time penalties add up, and basically it's a double elimination, so whoever at the end has the best time, they run four up in a main event.
That's pretty cool. Well, you know, I mentioned before that Lakeport Speedway is teamed up with the United States Fire Department Racing. Again, go to usfdracing.org. And there's a track program, and you guys are actually offering discount tickets to firefighters for races. You look up on there, you see the logo on the website. How did you guys get involved with such a great team like USFD Racing?
Jim actually is from around this area. I remember Jim when he came here to race with the Super Modifieds, and he's actually a family friend of my brother-in-law, so we've known Jim for quite a while, and he asked us, and it was a perfect fit for us, because without our volunteers around here, you know, our fire departments would be very lacking. So you know, fire department's what comes and saves our race car guys when they get hurt. And, you know, we need them as much as they need us.
So. Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
We
really appreciate his support of the sport.
Well, that's really good. You guys seem to be racing quite a bit. You guys actually kick it off March 31st. Again, lakeportspeedway.com out in California. But you've got, let me go through the list here. You've got the Modifieds and you got the Bombers. We're all familiar with that. But then we have the Pro Jam, Junior Jam, and Mini Stocks. Now, along the Gulf Coast, and you know how it is in regions, they have different names, but they're pretty much the same kind of cars. Off the air, we were talking the Pro Jam and Junior Jam. Those are like Stingers. Tell us what these cars are.
Well, basically, they're your entry-level division. They're front-wheel drive, four-cylinder cars, non-turbo. Basically, just stock car for your entry-level kid to get in and wants to go race. We have racers that are as young as 12-year-old
wow.
running them. So it's pretty entertaining to watch these kids that never have any driving experience and go out there and race on a racetrack.
Yeah, in a real car. Man, and that's probably, he probably got a big old grin on their face as soon as they come out. That's incredible.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if they crash or if they win, they're all smiling. So.
Well, that's what it's all about for the kids for sure. Now, the mini stocks are kind of, I've heard, also a pony division. What are the mini stocks? And they're actually a next step up, aren't they, before Bombers?
Yeah, they're pretty much the next step up. We run a lot of Pinto station wagons.
Where do you find them?
You know, surprisingly, they're still pretty readily available in the junkyards out here. They didn't get crushed in the cash for clunkers, so they're pretty easy to get a hold of.
Well, they're classics, right?
Yeah.
Well, and then you also, like I said, you mentioned you've got some of the other the classes. You can go beyond that. Let's talk about. I'm kind of curious about the boat races and what that is. If I'm coming to a boat race at Lakeport Speedway, what am I going to see?
You're going to see a bunch of rednecks running around on the racetrack with cars and boats and with off trailers.
See,
pretty much a rolling destruction derby.
That's awesome. You've seen it. I've seen that on Speed Channel before too. So you don't have wet. You don't flood the track, but you've got guys and trucks and cars and whatever. And the rule is, if I'm not mistaken, in order to finish, you have to have all that still connected to your car. And I guarantee you, man. Tell me that's the last race that you do, because I wouldn't want to have your crew cleaning up all that crap.
No, that's the last race. It takes us usually 3 to 4 days after that event to clean up for the next show. So,
unreal.
It's actually an event we stole from La Crosse Speedway.
Oh, that's
cool. We saw them do it, and you can actually go on YouTube, and if you look on YouTube for Lakeport Speedway, they have about 4 or 5 videos of our boat races on there. So
that's so cool. Have you ever done anything like that before?
Yeah, I actually did. I was actually involved in the first one. We've been doing it for about 6 years now.
That's so cool. Did you win?
No, we actually ended up stuck against the wall and got hit by every boat about 15 times. So we're good.
I love that. Yeah, we're good. Well, you know, there's something else that's cool that Lakeport Speedway has done. You just have taken over a go-kart track near the track. It's an 8th mile clay oval. What was the reason behind Lakeport Speedway getting involved with this track? And I think it all goes back to what we were talking about with a guest before you were on, talking about giving back to the kids and a place to race and a great way to kind of bring up that next generation of racing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that kind of why you guys got involved with this?
No, that's exactly why we got involved with it. I mean, motorsports is an industry that's a niche market, and, and you know, you got to get the people that are interested in it as young as possible and groom them up. I mean, we don't only teach the kids racing, but it teaches them a lot of other social skills. I mean, if you can deal with people while you're racing, you can deal with people in real life. So we can grab them there at the go-kart track at 4 years old, and then we can try to keep them on the asphalt track when they turn 12.
Now, do you guys have when do you guys start racing, and will there be another website for the go-kart track out there?
Actually, we're going to run them concurrent. We're going to run them inside the same program, and then they're going to be their first. I think their first race is play days on April 28th. But they're going to be run basically on our off weekends. We don't run every single weekend at the pave track, so they'll be running in between. But as an association, we'll be running from April clear all the way through the end of October.
That's awesome. And the weather's good enough for that out there in California. Let me ask you, I know along the Gulf Coast and a lot of the smaller tracks have complained about the fact that it's been hard to get fans back in the stands. You're going up against so much more now, from movies to cable TV, people losing their jobs, losing their homes, money's tight. How do you guys out at Lakeport Speedway, obviously I'd come out just to see the boat races. I think that's just awesome. I'd take the family. But how do you continue to try to reach out to the public and say, hey, this is a program you want to come out, we are just as entertaining, probably cheaper than the movies, and you're going to get a lot more entertainment, family dollars. How do you do that out there in California?
I think think it's just a lot of by word of mouth and just putting on a good show, and then their friend tells their friend, and it just continues like that. You know, on our normal nights without boat races or any special events, we'll see between 600 and 800 people, and, you know, on special events, we'll get into the 1,500 to 2,500 range.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we had one race on 4th of July where we shot fireworks from the infield for the first time, and we had over 5,000 people there.
Oh, my gosh, that's so awesome. That's so great to hear. You know, the smaller attraction have been around for a while, still, you know, not struggling necessarily, but making it through, and with special events like that, obviously, it sounds like you, Dan, and everyone out there working at Lakeport Speedway, it seems to be working pretty well. One more time, how do we find you guys out in California? Let's say I'm cruising around. Okay, I'm in San Francisco. Want to head north 3 hours. Where do I find you?
Yeah, basically, you just take out of San Francisco, take Highway 101 north, and we're nestled on the shores right on Clear Lake. Any bass fishermen back there know Clear Lake. It's the largest natural lake in one state, so it's got good bass fishing. We got good racing right here, so we're about 45 minutes off Highway 101 or about an hour and a half off I-5. So.
Well, Dan, we appreciate We appreciate you coming on board, and we're excited to maybe continue. I'd like to hear, when you got the boat races coming up, I'm going to keep an eye on the schedule. We got to have you back on the show, and I want to talk to one of those drivers, man. Will you do that for us?
Yeah, I'll set something up where we can talk to one of the drivers that participates in it. They're definitely entertaining characters.
All right, there you go. I appreciate him coming on board. Man, I like California. Dan McIntyre from Lakeport Speedway. That's pretty cool stuff. More coming. NASCAR? Yeah, we got you covered. Also, we're getting ready to hit Speed Fest. Who's on the track now? What are the fast times up at Watermelon? We'll find out. Hang on. Welcome back. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. I'm understanding a lot of people not happy that you can't hear the show on the website today. So having some issues with that, and that's terrible. We'll get it fixed. But later, usfdracing.org. We'll make sure it's podcast, and we'll bypass that for the next time. But first of all, as we're getting started this morning, it's been a great show. Thank you to Tim Bryant again at Five Flag Speedway, the 2012 season here. And tomorrow, I'll be hanging out over there at MCing and having fun from noon to four with the drifting. That's going to be so exciting. I've got a drifting school coming as well. And before I get out home and head back at Angels Motorsports Park, got to stop by there. Hey, when Delaney told me he's got a helmet waiting for me and something to ride, I'm going to go play in the dirt. Simple as that. And again, thank you to Dan McIntyre for introducing us to Lakeport Speedway. One of the coolest things, and I tell you what, I know, Chris, you were trying to listen up there from Watermelon Capital Speedway. First of all, Chris Carter, good morning. Welcome to the show, bro.
What is happening?
Hey, man, I'm just talking racing, but this is cool. Lakeport Speedway is one of the USFD racing tracks, and what they do is they put the logo up at the racetrack, and when these guys go to our website and see that, well, first responders, fire, you know, the fire department, they get discounted tickets. So I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Will you guys come on board on that program?
Sure will.
Ha! Love you. Simple as that. I appreciate that, man. That's so cool.
You know me, brother. I don't...
you know, they've got a cool thing. They do boat races. You've seen it on Speed before, and they said they stole it off another track, but you've got the cars, you got a boat and a trailer, and they go around, and they pretty much... he told me it takes about 3 days to clean up the track afterwards. Why don't you bring one of those bad boys to Montgomery? I'd love to see that. Yeah, you'll work on that, right?
Yeah, got it. Gotcha.
You're already busy. You guys are traveling for us today up there at Watermelon Capital Speedway. What have you seen so far? This is, again, Speed Fest. This is really the kickoff to the late models. It's been huge.
Here's the deal. Johnny Sauter. Fastest in almost every practice session. The man has got a hot rod. It's Johnny Sauter's car. It's his super late model. He was fourth fastest in the final practice, Derek, but he was throwing things at the car just more or less. And, you know, I don't know if you know Johnny or not, but Johnny's out. He is not scared. He reminds me of Bubba Gale. If something's right, he wants to change it to see if he can make it even better than it was. So Johnny's really fast in the final practice. Jared Marks was fast. Mike Garvey's been really fast in the top three and four all practice sessions. This is yesterday's stuff. Today, they're not going to start practicing until noon. Right now, they're getting time to get their tires and stuff like that. But been pretty interesting. Some very fast cars. Daniel Hemric's fast in the Pro Late models. Bubba Pollard's fast. It's same old, same old.
Well, you've got Tech practice and qualifying today for the ARCA CRA Super Series. It's the late models and super late models. And you've got the JEG CRA All-Stars Touring. That's the pro late models, all from GM Performance Parts. But the gates are already open. They're going to start in the next minute or so anyway, filing on in. But tomorrow's the big day. 350 laps of feature racing, man. Tell us about it.
Kudos, congratulations, CRA, all them guys. Oh, man, they're a class act. They know how to run a race. They know how to run a series. They're very good at what they do. Of course, the incident with Lanier Speedway getting up to this, you know, and they had 9 days to change this venue. So everybody jumped on board with Kyle Busch releasing statements, Bill Elliott releasing statements.
Really? What did they have to say about it?
Well, just commit, you know, saying, hey, guys, we're racing at Watermelon Capital. We're supporting CRA. I'm not going to get into the drama part of the Donnie Clack and all that. You know, that's another story there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, from what I'm hearing, Donnie Clack was really, you know, some things just got really ridiculous, and CRA stepped in and said, hey, guy, we're not going to do this to the racers. So, yeah. you know, once again, it's not me to say who's right, who's wrong, but I do know that CRA did step up to the plate. They did do what they had to do, you know, to make the race happen.
Well, and if you're not able to watch, obviously, you can go online. You know, everyone's on webs. Now go to speed51.com, Bob Dillner's website. They've got it. I mean, when the cars are on the track, they instantly update it. It's great. It's a great way to keep track. Yeah, I mean, just if you can't be there, you know, you should.
Right. And it's up to the second. I mean, them guys, yeah. I mean, they do an excellent job, Daniel and all them. I mean, they're fabulous. And so if you can't be there, that's the way to keep up with it, because they're really up lap to lap.
Talk about some of the big names that are up there. You mentioned Elliott. You've got Kyle Busch. You know, you've got Sauter, who's owning it, which is awesome. Who are some of the other guys you've seen up there?
I mean, there's all kinds. I mean, as far as the CRA Southern Six-Pack, you got Jared Marks, Mike Garvey, Eric Jones, Johnny Sauter, Kyle Benjamin's here, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch is here, Bubba Pollard, Jeff Fultz, Donnie Wilson, John Hunter Nemechek, which is Joe Nemechek's kid. He's a shoe.
Really?
That kid is something else, man. He's a driver. Joe Beaver. TJ Reed is a teammate to Chase Elliott. He is racing the Bill Elliott team. Now, in talking, me and TJ are buds. I love TJ Reed. Great people, man. His dad and all them, class act.
Well, if you remember, also TJ ran for Busch.
He did run for Kyle Busch. So TJ right now has got a 2-race deal as of right now. They've got stuff working. He's going to do this race that we're at here at Speedfest in Cordell, Georgia, and he will do the Rattler at South Alabama Speedway. So, of course, you know, Clay Rogers is here. He's a Snowball Derby winner. Mm-hmm. Eric Darnell, Kenzie Rustin's here. Steven Nassie's here.
I mean,
I'm trying to think of everybody off the top of my head.
I'm just trying to think.
David Reagan's here. Let's not forget him and Colt James. So
I don't know if I can fire up the full throttle racing jet and make it by tomorrow night. That sounds awesome.
Of course, what about, I can't forget Casey Smith. He was fifth fastest yesterday. Some of a buddy from, you know, Austin, Texas is here. I mean, it's just, and it's good PR for me in Montgomery Motor Speedway. So I enjoy being here. You know me. I love to mingle. I love to run my mouth, and I'm good at it. So.
Haven't noticed. Hey, Chris. You mentioned that. Let's talk real quick. We got a couple more minutes. But thanks for the update up there, and I appreciate it. But, you know, we do want to talk about and focus about what you've been doing at Montgomery Motor Speedway. You heard earlier today Tim Bryant called it Chris Carter's Montgomery Motor Speedway because, well, you're putting in so much time and effort, and that's what you really want to do, let the drivers know, and you've got all of these other track folks. Rick Crawford's give you props and say he's got a busy job ahead of him, but he's handling it so far. So talk about, again, the opening night and what are the new surprises might be lingering out there.
Man, I appreciate the kind words from Tim and Rick. I look up to those people. I respect them. I love them people. I wish I could sit here. We don't have enough time, Derek, for me to thank the people that's made this possible for me. I mean, everybody knows the story, me and Kale. I wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for Kale and what he allowed me to do as part of his career. Now it's time to do this. I mean, I've got big things in the works. I'm working on this super late model. I mean, I'm not scared to go ahead and let everybody know. It looks like I'm real close to announcing April 14th the date for this race, 10,000 to win.
Wow.
You know, I figure if you're going to play, you got to play big. If I'm going to make a name for myself and do this right, I got to do it right. I've been around this long enough that I know what needs to be done. I know how to do it. There's no doubt in my mind I will do it. I had my employee meeting a week ago today, and Derek, I have got some great people that work here.
It's going to be good this year, I think. I think it seems like it's revitalizing, and boy, I tell you what, if the city gets behind you like it sounds like it is, it could be a good ride up there for you.
I'm working some things with the Montgomery Biscuits, which is the baseball team up here. Mm-hmm. I've already put that in Allstate Beverage, Miller Lite Products, working with them. I mean, it's just everybody, Ream, but I can't, you know, and I've got so many more that I've got to go talk to. Every day I'm in this office at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm on the road kicking doors down, talking to people about sponsorships and being a part of this. I've joined the Chamber of Commerce as far as Montgomery Motor Speedway being a spotlight in the city. I feel like I've got to go to the Boy Scout things and the baseball games and go to the meetings and meet with all these people and let them see that, you know, some people interpret racing different than we do. Mm-hmm. You know, some people still think that we're a bunch of rednecks dipping snuff, spitting on a sidewalk, going in circles. They don't understand.
It's only half of us.
Well, it used to be a lot more, but and it's so sophisticated. Racing is very a complicated sport. People know that. You know that. I know that. The coil binding, the bump stops. You know everything. How it's advanced, even at the local level. I mean, and I'm also real close to announcing I will go ahead and start a bomber division here at Montgomery's Motor Speedway. I think that's going to go over real good, and I can't forget about all my people down there, you and all the bomber drivers and the sportsmen. I'm gonna have a big bomber money race. I'm gonna make it worth your while to come. In other words, if you drive from Mobile, you know, I'm gonna guarantee you're gonna get $80 tow money. Just kind of the little things that need to be done to get y'all to come up here and join me when you're not racing.
Hey, I appreciate that. We're looking forward to it. One more time, I got to shift gears because we got about a minute left. I wanted to mention real quick Daytona again, the 50th running of the Rolex Daytona 24. You can watch it today Eastern Standard Time from 2:30 to 11:30, but also online at speed.com. These are those exotic cars. The checkered flag falls tomorrow at 3:30, so Daytona already in the air. And if you didn't see NASCAR, Chris is going to reevaluate the boys have at it policy. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I have, and I think they're messing up because I think
It's great PR. Well, hey, man, look what happened last year.
Well, I think what happens, I was just talking about this. We're getting new fans every time, and I think we're getting a different breed, quote-unquote, of fans with that boys have at it policy. Mm-hmm. People like controversy. We're going to have it at Montgomery Speedway, people. I'm telling you, I'm going to have a bad guy and a good guy. NASCAR needs to continue having the good guy and the bad guy. Controversy's good. That's what we love as a human being, most of us, anyway.
Well, that's right. Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a great race weekend anywhere you're at. Again, when we're driving up trying to find the track off 65 from the Gulf Coast, how do we find your track, Chris?
Oh, great. No, I'm just getting past it. 178.
Google it.
Selma, past the airport. Mitchell Young Road, turn right, and then go to the stop sign and turn left. You'll see the signs. I mean, I'm actually talking to the Department of Transportation saying, I need signs.
There you go. Yeah, I can see you out there with a big Mardi Gras hat and a sign. There's an arrow pointing racetrack this way.
You know I will.
I know it. Chris, hey, have a great weekend, brother. Appreciate the updates. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh,
appreciate
absolutely.
You.
And that's going to do it this time around. Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you again to Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Don't forget, tomorrow is the day from noon to 4. You can actually do some drifting out on the track. I'll be out there checking it out and heading out to Angel Motorsports right now. The park right there right off of Saraland. Excited about that. Want to thank everybody for listening online. We're going to get it fixed later at usftracing.org. Thanks to Trade Winds, Gene, and also Violeta. They're listening in Daphne, Alabama. Appreciate those guys cutting the hair and doing everything. Good race fans all over the Gulf Coast. God bless you. Love you. And hey, we'll see you next weekend.
Featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fulltrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.